This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow his commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya ahbaba Rasulullah salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, yaqulu rabbuna jalla wa ala, wa min ayatihi an khalaqa lakum min anfusikum azwajan litaskunu ilayha, wa ja'ala baynakum mawaddatan wa rahmah, إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, and of his wonders, beautiful creation of Allah, of his signs, of his wonders, is that he has created for you mates of your own kind, so that you may find peace and tranquility with them. And he engendered between you love and kindness. Indeed, in this are signs for those who reflect and think about it. We hear this verse a lot. You know how the Quran refers to this relationship between men and women in our deen. The relationship here is in the sense of marriage. That it is one of the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such a big wonder that when you look into the tertib, the order of the verses, the verse that comes after it, قَالَ رَبُّنَا وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ Indeed, and of his wonders is the creation of the heavens, خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The creations of the heavens and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ And the diversity, the variations in the color of your skin and in the language that you speak. Indeed, in these are signs for those who know. Now you would think, wait a minute. The creation of the heavens is far more superior than the creation of man, woman, the wonder of marriage. And it is. Not only do we say that, but the Quran says that. لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ The creation of the heavens and the earth is a far superior sign over the creation of man, but most people do not know. But if the creation of the heavens and the earth is far superior, Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least in the order, mentions that this wonder of marriage, male-female relationship, is mentioned before the creation of the heavens and the earth? And the scholars say that this is to get people's attention. Because sometimes, if you put things in the proper order, people may just take things for granted. But then all of a sudden, the Quran wants to surprise the listener or the reader of the Quran by switching the tertib, the order. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that of the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He has created for us this institute of marriage where our mates are of our own kind, and once we are in them, in this institution, we are potentially to find peace and tranquility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the ingredients there, and that is of kindness and love. There is a problem as we speak in the US. The declining of marriage is very, very alarming. Talking about marriage is down by 60%. In fact, they're talking about how in the 1950s, 80% were married couples, versus in 2020, we are down to 49%. This is the lowest. 2022 has been the lowest year in record. In the US, we've been keeping record since 1867. Since 1867, every single year, we know how many people got married, we know their age, we know how many people divorced, how many children they have gotten. This year in 2022 has been the lowest year in record. In fact, it is projected by 2030, 45% of females are going to be single and childless. Now, any society would view this as, this is very, very dangerous, because it is so alarming that the very existence of this society is very, very problematic at this point. Seeing that in the 1950s, you know, the average age for people to get married was between 22 and 25. In 2020, the median age for people to get married, men was at 30 years old, and women are at 28 years old. And you know, one thing that makes Islam stand out is this invitation to marry, not only marry, marry young. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak, and he would tell people, يَا مَعْشَرَ الشَّبَابِ مَنْ إِسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ بَاءَةَ فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ. Young men, whoever amongst you is able to get married, get married. And to us, mostly we think of modesty, which is rightly so. People, when you get married, you are less likely to go the wrong route. So now the idea is, in order to protect your modesty, as a young man and a young woman, marry early. But we also know that in sociology, we are taught that one of the fastest ways, the best ways to teach young men to be responsible is to get them married. Because the minute these young men become married, they say that brings discipline to their lives, potentially brings discipline to their lives. Make them responsible and makes them man up much sooner. You've got people in 30s and 40s and they're addicted to video games. You've got people in their 30s and 40s and all they care about is what kind of shoes am I buying and what kind of rims am I putting on my car and what kind of paint job am I putting on my hood and what is it? You're 40. You're 40, but yet these are your concerns. This is what's in your head. This is what you want to do with your money. These are the important things in your life. So they say that one way that society encourages young men to man up is seeing that they get married at an early age. You know, in the hadith, we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a daughter, Fatima radiallahu anha. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would encourage people, don't make it difficult for people to get married. Once they are at that age, get them married. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be vulgar here. But if the average age is 28 for women to get married, and the average age is 30 for men to get married, this young man, this young woman, they have been at least physically ready to be sexually active at the age of 14. What is this young woman supposed to do until she is 28 for the next 14 years? What is this young man supposed to do for the next 16 years until they get married? people refer to this as the years of hell. Because on the one hand, I've got all this energy that is within me that I have no way to direct it. But at the same time, here I am to be trying to be a good practicing Muslim. But this is very difficult. And by the way, this is not only un-Islamic, it is very unnatural. It is not natural. This is not how we were created to be. I know that, oh, we've got to finish school and do this and do that. That may be nice, but it's not natural. And we are seeing the impact of this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would encourage people, saying, look, do not make this process a complicated process. Do not make this process an expensive process. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only talked the talk, but he also walked the walk. Ali ibn Abi Talib is a single man. People come and propose to Fatima radiallahu anha. Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prior to her marrying Sayyidina Ali, you know who proposed to her? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the buddy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Alayhiya saghiratun ya Abu Bakr." Sir Bakr, she is still young. Umar comes and proposes, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells them that she is still young. She is young for you. She is young for you, Abu Bakr. She is young for you, Umar. And then they say that a woman in the community there in Medina, she comes to Sayyidina Ali. And she said, Ali, why don't you marry Fatima? Sayyidina Ali said, me marrying Fatima? Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, me marrying Fatima? That was, with what? I have absolutely nothing. Yes, my father is a prominent figure in Mecca, but right now there is nothing that I have. She said, لَإِن سَأَلْتَهُ لَيُزَوِّجَنَّكَ إِيَّهُ. Just ask him, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will marry his daughter. Sayyidina Ali says that I put on my jubba, looking good. He said that I went to speak to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُهُ هِبْتُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَأَفْحَمْتُ وَلَمْ أَسْتَطِعِ الْكَلَامِ. He said, but once I was in the presence of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I was in such awe of him that I became mute and I could not talk. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا جَاءَ بِكْ? What brings you? I said nothing. فَنَظَرَ إِلَيَّ النَّبِيُّ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at me and he said, جِئْتَ تَخْطُبُ فَاطِمَ. Said, you're here wanting to propose to Fatima? He said, how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam know? He said, that is what brought me. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Ali, said, what do you have? You're proposing for a woman. Like, but how do you say about your financial abilities to spend? He said, proud of Allah, I've got nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, عِنْدَكَ دِرْعٍ. I know that you have an armor. You know, people back then were so poor, you would know who has what. Same way that you come to the parking lot, you would know who's driving what. So similarly, people knew, what did people have? He said, عِنْدَكَ دِرْعٍ, you have an armor. قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ حُطَمِيَّ بِأَرْبَعَ الدَّرَاهِمِ. He said, Prophet of Allah, all I have, yes, it is this armor made by a tribe called Hutama, Hutamiya, and it is only worth about 4 silver coins. That's it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is good enough. That union, the union between Ali ibn Abi Talib and Fatima radiallahu anha, produced Al-Hasan Al-Husayn, Sayyida Shabab Ahlul Jannah. It produced Al-Hasan Al-Husayn, whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they shall be the best amongst the youth of paradise. So we see this invitation in our deen that allow young people to get married early, encourage young people to get married early, make it easy for young people to get married early, for this is natural. It is only natural that we be in these relationships when we are ready. Understand, I'm not going to give my daughter to some 18-year-old kid who just finished high school. Akhi, We're not saying that do this now, but at least we've got to start thinking that there has got to be a process that we help our children mature early. One of the mistakes that we parents do is that we do on regular basis for our children things that they can do for themselves. And the minute you do that, you rob them of their independence. You rob them of growing up. So the way that we raise our men, the way that we raise our women, is that you stop talking to them like they're babies when they're 13 and 14. You're a man right now. You are a woman. You start helping these children mature and grow at an early age so that we can say that, man, by 18, 20, these people are really mature enough to be in these types of relationships. People knowing that this is very alarming, they started studying what is going on. Why is this happening? And it turned out that they come up with about six reasons. One of them is, we live in a time where people prioritize their individuality over everything else. So much so that currently 15% of adults in the US live alone. And they're talking about people who have passed a certain age, people who are over 70, living alone with absolutely no family, no children, no brothers, no siblings, nothing, no family whatsoever. That number is on the rise. A life can be very lonely, man. So now, right now, you can enjoy all that individuality that you want. People saying that, look, I've got my own beliefs, I got my own system, I've got my own comfort zone, and I am not willing to give that up. In addition to that, not only these 15% are preferring to be alone by themselves, but the thing is, there is also another culture, and that is the hookup culture, where people can actually have their sexual needs met with absolutely no consequences, no demands, no need for an exit strategy, which makes it less likely as to why people would want to get married. That does not apply for those who wish to be practicing believers. I can't do that. I cannot be part of this because this is not befitting to the teachings of our deen. They're talking about one of the reasons also is that people not wanting to have kids. In the US today, as we speak, there are more dogs than there are children under the age of 18. Listen to this one more time. There are more dogs today people have and raise than there are children under the age of 18. وفي الحديث قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتي على الناس زمان لأن يربي فيه أحدهم جروا أحب إليه من أن يربي ولده. He said that there will come a time when people prefer to raise a puppy over raising a child. Want to be alone. Nah, I don't have time for kids, man. They restrict your freedom. They take away your this and they take away your that. So what do? Don't get married. People are also talking about part of the reason why they decline in marriage is now people can live together without being married. Why would you do that? Can take off any time. Well, that just becomes what we call serious monogamy. From this relationship to that relationship and then this relationship and that. And that is not how you build a society. People speak about the impact of feminism and all the erroneous teachings that women have been taught. Oh, you don't need him and you don't need... You know, in our deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to us as zawj, a pair. People are equal, you know, with alike. خَلَقَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجَا. He has created for you mates of your own kind. This is not about the superiority, inferiority. This is not a power power struggle or anything like that. And then finally, they also speak about financial independence is on the rise, meaning that it used to be in the past, especially for women, they needed to rely on their husband to provide for them. But with the rise in education, which we absolutely have no problem with, ability of women to work, which absolutely we have no problem with, that came at an expense. Now, here is the sad part, and I conclude with this, inshallah, that those who are most impacted by this are our sisters. Women are mostly impacted by this. They just said that in 2030, 45% of women between the ages of 25 and 44 are going to be single. And you hear these calls. Sisters calling in the masjid. I'm really getting old. I don't get proposals. My father says no. I'm so busy, it's very difficult to meet people. My biological clock is ticking. You know, about 20 years ago, people would refer to geriatric pregnancies. A woman that is 38 and over, that number is actually coming down. A woman who gets pregnant after the age of 34 is referred to as a geriatric pregnancy, meaning that this is somebody who is getting pregnant in an old age. Remember, chronologically, she's still young at 34, but to get pregnant, now that is considered to be a geriatric pregnancy. That is serious. And that is why we make it part of our mission, part of our deen is to look into it. إخواني لما ربك يأمر يقول وأنكحوا الأيام منكم والصالحين من إمائكم وعبادكم. The Quran gives a direct command. See into it. Make it part of the mission of a community that the singles amongst you are actually married. Life can be very, very lonely, especially for those who seek that type of companionship. Life can be lonely, and now it is the community that works in making sure that this happens. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our chastity. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding and bring us closer to Him, Ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. شوف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ايش يعلم يقول ثلاثة كان على الله حق عونهم. There are three types of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it incumbent upon himself. Allah promises, I shall help these individuals. One of these individuals is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَشَابٌ يُرِيدُ الْعَفَافِ. A young man, shab, young woman, who are looking for means of protecting their modesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these kind of people, I shall help them. It is incumbent upon me that I help these kinds of people. That help comes when communities come together. What is it that we're looking for? We are encouraging those who are capable to marry at a young age, especially if they desire and they want to, please make the process an easy process. People speak about how much it will cost to have a wedding, how much do I have to pay for this, and how much do I have. MashaAllah, if you can afford it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you more. But as a movement, we ought to be a community that looks into the bigger picture, and that is the whole notion of, you know what, do not make this an obstacle that actually makes people want to marry less and less. Number two, facilitate in the most civilized, halal way for people to get to know one another. You know, it used to be in the past that people knew each other so well and people lived in the same neighborhood. Well, that's not really the case for us anymore. So what do? Facilitate for activities in the most halal way, in the most civilized, in the most decent way for people to get to meet one another. So that you make it easy for people out there. This one is going to be a little bit difficult to digest, but wallahi, it is important. Khwani, polygamy is halal. Ittaaddud halal. Liman yastati'. For those who are able, it is part of our deen. And the point here is not to destroy families nor to bring marriages to an end. But if a man can marry another man and a woman can marry another woman and that is protected legally, I think marrying more than one woman should not be a problem for people. But it is, especially amongst Muslims. Especially amongst Muslims. That is part of it. And for those of us who come from a polygamous background, we honestly don't see the problem. But unfortunately, there is no social acceptance for it. We're not promoting that. But don't look at it and frown upon it. It's like a big crime. Man, this is part of the deen. It may work for some people. Alhamdulillah, good for them. If it does not for you, it's not. If it does not work for you, then it is not for you. That does not make the sister less, nor does it make the brother bad. It is part of our deen. But the point is, we have a problem. And that problem is not good. And part of what we do is address some of these issues and say, man, we've got to do something about it. And it all begins with the notion of awareness. Marriage gets people out of poverty. You study in economics, in sociology. They tell you that the quickest way for people to get out of poverty is to get married. Marriage makes young men man up sooner. Marriage protects people's chastity. Most important, قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, النكاح من سنتي ومن رغب عن سنتي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم speaks as getting married is part of his sunnah. That's part of his way, and nobody should reject the way of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our young men and women. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and guard our chastity, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide for us the means to what is halal, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us aware. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who intend ease to our community, ya Rabbil Alameen. If any of us or our loved ones are not feeling well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a full and speedy recovery. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. If any of our loved ones have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their souls. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة